Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again. Back again for another episode, another very precious episode. Another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mian, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful, yes indeed, my brothers and sisters, for this opportunity. Speak again these very precious words. This is very precious word the Most High has granted us for the blessing of our people. And again, my brothers and sisters, yes indeed, I must say again that I'm utmost thankful. I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I welcome you all to the show. The Most High has told me, yes, and directly, quite directly, He has told me, of His cause, I have some very important things for Him that I must do. He told me because of what I must do, He said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him what He has asked of me, He told me, my brothers and sisters, that I would have His protection and His guidance. He told me, my brothers and sisters, I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, He told me I must tell you things. The men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And my brothers and sisters, if they could, yes, if they could, to destroy. I will simply tell you this, my brothers and sisters, the Most High sends true prophets to speak. Yes, indeed, to speak what others would not. And I dare to say, my brothers and sisters, in these latter days, He sends prophets to speak what men have not spoken, my brothers and sisters, for many, many, many generations. Yes, my brothers and sisters, and I mean exactly what I said, for many, many generations. For the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, in a very long time since man was anywhere near close to the kind of reconciliation of the Most High that is absolutely required, people will be wrought ready in all things for the hope of His salvation. I will tell you again, my brothers and sisters, you need to watch out for whoever it is that will not tell you all these things that you would hear on a regular basis on this show. I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, you need to watch out for the false prophets who don't seek to tell you the whole story, but you draw hasty conclusions, following after, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, the deceptive and the foolish who seek to exploit mankind in the arrogance of ignorance. I will simply tell you, my brothers and sisters, no question about it. There's a need. There's a need to discern in this world again what indeed is truly the hope of faith. I said it was truly the hope of faith in the gospel. Gospel is that pure, perfect word from above, my brothers and sisters, not tainted or adulterated, not deprived, not degenerated after any of the fallen misconceits or faulty foundations upon which men believe or have beguiled themselves to believe they are stable. The gospel, brothers and sisters, is a word that is not constrained by the variant misruling entities of man. I would only tell you that the prophets have all foretold there must come a unity of mind and heart on the part of all the people of the Most High. And we need to understand what it is that has prevented that maturation, that fruition, that peace to this time that we overcome it. I would only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that many, many of they who have chosen not to discern the real meaning. I guess I need to relate this simple point before I even go further. Like I said, the hope of the gospel, my brothers and sisters, the hope of a world conformed, restored, shapen, purged, enlightened. See, beyond every variation of darkness, beyond every so-called controlling body of knowledge, there's only been another variant of darkness in that certain absolutes. Most have declared, under these variant auspices, has not been considered. We must, my brothers and sisters, understand. Most High told me directly, the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know. What they presume they know is not the greatest wisdom. But my brothers and sisters, what they don't know, what most have not even known to consider, is only, let's just say, tweaked into the conscience by the power of Yah. That, my brothers and sisters, is the greatest wisdom. Even those things, my brothers and sisters, the flesh, hardly even begins to imagine. To be quite frank with my brothers and sisters, what man calls the law is oftentimes so heavily constrained by simply what he sees and seeking to give order to what he sees. And my brothers and sisters, falling far short of what was divine expectation from the beginning, what and the eventuality of all things is the vision, the expectation of Yah. So man seeks to order things according to what he thinks is cause and effect, according to what he thinks are the parameters and the attributes, character of the things that he sees. But my brothers and sisters, the Most High who made all things understand what all things are and their complicity and in their combination. Whether they work together for one common good, or whether, my brothers and sisters, in so many ways they are abuse. So man's concept of law is often so restricted, far short of lawfulness, by his blindness, by his lack of vision. Scripture says Messiah will come to judge, not according to what his eyes see, nor what his ears hear, nor the breath of his lips shall he slay, expose every way of the wicked, the lawless, the misadministrations of man. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, since the world is to come to the unity of faith in him, unto one peace, we have to understand what indeed is the hope of the gospel. We have to understand, my brothers and sisters, that that hope toward that unity must come by transcending all those, I repeat, all those who in some way have been treacherous against the law and the prophets. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we must come to a sense of what indeed is divine law. And my brothers and sisters, that is not with any man being discouraged or left in unbelief against that which the Most High has decreed. It's not after man interpreting things after what merely seems wise after his own heart. Scripture says that we fall victim to anyone who would deny the law and the prophets, cause men to fall into unbelief, foolish, deceptive, fallen standards. Says we shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. And whoever does not seek the whole truth, that he would seek to deceive his brother after his selfish ambition. Scripture says even that one too is guilty of hellfire. We must understand, my brothers and sisters, there's a reason. There's a very precious reason why scriptures have told us. What Messiah said is the gospel. He said, go forth and teach all nations, to convert all nations. How about he told me that there would be no peace in the gospel while men are still under any variation of fallen rule. Most High told me, same thing you'll find in the last verse of Isaiah 48 and against the last verse of Isaiah 57. No peace while man is under wicked rule, because wicked rulers don't want anyone to see righteous beyond themselves. They set up constraints after which they would seem wise in their folly. They thrive upon the people remaining in darkness, not knowing what all else is the expectation after which the Most High made man. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. I would like for you to give consideration. The scriptures tell us that when Messiah comes, kings shall shut their mouths, humiliated, frailty of their false authority. Isaiah 52:15. to shut their mouths because of him, be silenced because of him. In other words, there'll come a time, my brothers and sisters, when foolish men speak, every man shall discern it as folly. And they shall know not to speak, best not to speak, lest they be so quickly discovered in their insanity, in their unsoundness, in their frailty, in their blindness, in their mass deception. Sorry, come to prove foolish the wisdom of wise, my brother, wisdom that seems wise to men. The true wisdom, true light might shine forth. A day comes, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed. And we must understand that that time is even now, has been here. Acts 17:30 says the times of ignorance. When the apostles went forth preaching the word from on high. I said preaching the word from on high to the nations. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Preaching the word from on high unto the nations. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? He said to the nations of the Gentiles, there must be repentance, there must be a remembrance under that which the Most High declared from the beginning. And all the nations, in fact, have in so many ways, did you hear, my brothers and sisters, that all the nations, in so many ways, have set up obstacles against discerning initial rule and the multitude of divisions. For man had been true to what the Most High declared from the beginning. None of these vicissitudes of deception, none of these devilish standards after which men have been damned, divided, left, my brothers and sisters, after so many forms of warfare and curses. Did you hear me? None of these would have existed if man only been true to what was from the beginning. Is man having fallen after something else and not discerning good from evil? Has been the result of, in so many ways, man confusing himself not to know the difference between what is divine wisdom and what is not. And for this reason, the scriptures talk about what happened in Noah's time. When the scripture says the Most High brought about destruction because man's thoughts were evil continually. Man unable to discern beyond his folly for the multitude of distractions all around him. Like it was in the days of Lot and Noah, my brothers and sisters, scripture says so is the day of the presence of the Son of Man. Those who know the scriptures well, know scriptures like those of Zephaniah 2:15 through about 3 and 6. Talks about Messiah in the midst of a city in the last days. Just like Noah warned the world and Lot warned the city, he says, so Messiah will be warning a city that the truth is told to it because most people don't have the foundation, precepts to understand. Though he comes to reprove unrighteousness, the men might not continually walk in their wickedness and not knowing their iniquity. He said, the wicked, the lawless, those insentient, lacking conscience, will not even realize their shame. The Most High said he would bring a destruction upon that city. That city that is a miniature example of all the corruptions and false doctrines, the vicissitudes of religion, social misorder, cultural, national, and political misorder across this world. They bring an end to that city to reprove a whole world, to let the whole world of the time of play is over. But how many of my brothers and sisters understand that that comes so that what is written in Zephaniah 3:13 might be brought to bear? Most High says that the remnant of Israel will do no iniquity, will speak no lies, no deceitful tongue in their mouths. And the truth, my brothers and sisters, then, what is perfectly fair to all the Most High is intended from the beginning of the remembrance of that wisdom beyond all the obstacles of all the rulers. That will be the harmony, my brothers and sisters, the sanctity, the safety, the security, and preservation of an eternal kingdom. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, willing to understand this? For it's not after the will or designs of many who say they are wise, that this salvation, this peace, this discretion should come to be. How many of my brothers and sisters are willing to full well discern what is written in the scripture? It says, He spoke to the Gentiles 2,000 years ago, which the apostles did. So the time of ignorance, Yah winked at, didn't like it. Let's just say he allowed it to be for a time, knowing what he will bring to bear. Well, I would say this, my brothers and sisters, that is true concerning all things, even as we speak. He said, but now he commandeth all men everywhere to repent. How about to remember? How about to be brought to restitution and restoration? The remembrance of all things foretold of old, the expectation of all things that are to be. The remembrance, my brothers and sisters, what is irrevocably constant. There be no anomalies and differences of opinion. After so many fleshly presumptions to remain in the hearts of men. I want you to understand there's a real need to understand the meaning of the scripture that says, if we walk after the flesh, we will die. But if we subdue the flesh by the spirit, we live. My brothers and sisters, every man walking after what simply seems wise to his own heart is not sufficient to bring about this unity. It's the reason why the scripture says you must be born again. It's not after the flesh, not after the variant ideas of the flesh, that men shall ever be one. All must receive and be oriented, born again, taught, my brothers and sisters, after the gift of Yah, the will of one. Beyond all the misconceits of all the nations. What does it read? How beautiful over all the mountains. All the nations is the feet, the dominion of him who publishes glad tidings, publishes peace. Who says unto Zion, calling forth his people from the midst of all nations to a rule beyond the nations, beyond all allegiances that have divided our people, saying, Ah, Yah reigns. Read it for yourself, my brothers and sisters, in the 52nd chapter of Isaiah. Discern it in the context of the things that I'm relating to you now in Acts 17 and 30. Most High does indeed now command all men everywhere to prepare unto full repentance, fully returning unto the Most High. Nothing else but a full return unto all that the Most High has declared from the beginning to be counted worthy. Most High is not going to bring any of his trash, any of the filth and the misconceits of his thoughts in the kingdom that is to come from the beginning. The Most High declared, I repeat, from the very beginning, the Most High declared what will and must be eradicated. That what he declared from the beginning, purely and perfectly after his will, him being denied nothing of the purity and sanctity, the perfect will that he conceived, should be denied. Hear me. He didn't say that any of the corruptions after the misconceits of man shall enter the kingdom to come. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, so much corruption of what men have thought to believe for a long time is a result of man not being willing to consider all things. Most High told me, again, the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, what they don't know. Even those things, my brothers and sisters, men have not been compelled to consider. And believe, my brothers and sisters, the Most High, who is the maker and who decides what is acceptable and what is not, and since it's his will that is to be pleased, we must receive a governorship from him. So if we walk after just simply what seems wise after our own hearts, after what our eyes see and what our ears hear, and what we think is order, acceptable order, and haven't even begun to consider fully what is paradise. Wow. Or what the Most High intends to bring forth in the kingdom that is to come. Believe me, it's a far greater order than what you see in this present age. Greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What men think they know, think they understand, not discerning the purpose for which the Most High made all things, not discerning that what you see now after so much abuse is an illusion. That's what I'm saying, a misrepresentation. An ill vision, something that blinds you against discerning the primacy, the beauty of what the Most High intended from the beginning. It is indeed, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High would reveal to show you what he intended from the beginning, what is the expectation as the greatest wisdom of all. And a man discerning after that higher vision, that higher sense of discretion, raised in conscience and awareness as to what is divine intent. It helps a man, my brothers and sisters, not to fall astray from the path. But what have your rulers done? We talked about the idea about they rule over all the lands and territories they purvey. That they see those lands and territories as their dominion to control. They forget the earth belongs to Yah, the fullness thereof, and the gospel is not after the rule that seems wise, after the constraints of men. The gospel, peace with Yah, that all his people must walk after, was predetermined and predesigned before there was a man. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that will understand? So we read these scriptures at Acts 17:30, to the towns of ignorance Yah winked at. Never liked it. He never said one time that any man could walk in this kingdom not knowing his ways. Need to look at Hebrews 3rd chapter. Need to look also at Psalm 95. He said he swore in his wrath by his very name. As I live, you go back and look at all the scriptures from whence this came from. Psalm 95, Ezekiel 20, Hebrews 3rd and 4th. Most High says, as he lives, he has sworn by his very name, by all that he is, by all that is necessary, that we transcend all contradiction. Because life, salvation, peace, harmony, what the Most High calls love, has no contradiction, no argument in it. Most High has sworn by the very name of salvation, peace, harmony, perfect harmony in order that he is. That if men will not seek fully to know his ways, they would never enter into his rest to despoil anything. So we have to understand, my brothers and sisters, we should count ourselves very blessed. If we discern after the discipline of Yah, how not to quarrel with our Maker, how not to quarrel with him, my brothers and sisters, who is the only conscience by which we know, we may know, and begin to move along a path we be shaping wisely. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard the glory of that which Yah has planned for those who love him. But my brothers and sisters, even loving him is not, my brothers and sisters, the result of man's imaginations. Men have created so many false gods out here and false standards out here that men think they love the Most High after, 45,000 denominations? But Yah is only all in everything that he is. None of the taintedness of the thoughts of men, my brothers and sisters, or the Most High, allowed to be called blameless. He said, quite frankly, no man will be counted blameless, my brothers and sisters, who swears by or takes his name or associates his name with anything that countermands his purpose. He shall not swear by his name after any vanity, not seeking the fullness of his will. He said, the man who does this is counted not will not be counted blameless, but double-minded. If we understand the scriptures well. He said, let not the double-minded man who preserve any manner of corruption after the thoughts of men. Let him not think he receive anything from Yah. Messiah has already prophesied, our brothers and sisters, in Numbers 24, to come to destroy whoever would preserve any of the corruptions after man's misimaginations. Isaiah 40 says he comes forth that all that has been the will of the flesh. My brothers and sisters, like the grass that withers and the flower that fades. Righteousness alone, more than all the Most High has intended from the beginning, is what will prevail. We were forewarned, my brothers and sisters, since there's no searching of all that is divine understanding, we should have never ceased pursuing, looking for, awaiting the day when he would declare what indeed is worthy. And woe to the man, my brothers and sisters, who thought that he could find that worthiness after any other standard but the return of the king. Why do I say that? Most High didn't say the reconciliation of this world would come at the hand of any other. All prophecy tells us that when Messiah appears, it's because the whole world has been corrupted. None righteous, no, not one, none that does good, none that discerns how much more than we have we need to seek Yah. That is written in Psalms 14. That's written in Psalms 50. Psalms 53. It's written also, my brothers and sisters, And Isaiah 59, how is it, my brothers and sisters, that men have not discerned it? Isaiah 41, the Most High said, he looked upon the sons of men and saw none who preached fully what is the pure, perfect gospel from above, untainted. So he said Messiah would be sent, saying the sick and say concerning him, behold my son, my elect one in whom my soul delights, I put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring discretion again to the nations. So my brothers and sisters, no, I'm not talking about telling you that anyone will be called the Savior, but the one whom the Most High will send to bring again to mind, to consideration, those things that men had not considered. In fact, my brothers and sisters, what does the scripture say? Most High has appointed a day, a time, in which he will judge the world, it says point blank, in righteousness. I'm talking about Acts 17 and 31. In so many ways, my brothers and sisters, that same testimony is in Acts 3:18-23. Perhaps it's good I go ahead and put it up in the chat. Acts 17 and 31. Yes, it says the Most High has appointed a day, a time. A time that he has appointed, brothers and sisters, an acceptable time that he has appointed. And he says what? In which he, how about he and his righteousness? He didn't say after anybody's lesser standard. After nobody's standard but his own. According to all that he intends, he will not rob himself. And he will not rob those, my brothers and sisters, who trusted in him unto that vision. It says he has appointed a day in which he will judge a world in righteousness. I said his will. All. That is his will. Nothing else is considered fair. Nothing else is considered true. By that man, how about even that righteous one? Did you hear my brothers and sisters? Whom he has foreordained. Wherefore, he has given us, if you will, assurance. Even assurance unto all men. And that he raised him from the dead. Wow. How many really understand what that means? How many understand this scripture in the context of what all the ancients of the early church knew? Romans 10th chapter says, confess in your mouth and believe in your heart that Yeshua HaMashiach, they put down Lord. How about the righteous one that was foretold to come? How about the righteous one that it was foretold in Scripture? Ah, yes, Isaiah actually says three times, at least three times. Noah knew it. Abraham knew it. Many of the ancient prophets knew it. How is it so many who call themselves part of the church don't know it today? And then actually 2,000 years ago, which crucifixion and resurrection, to the prophecy, was actually the second time around. How many understand it? Scripture says he will come the third time, that for the second time he shall regather his people out from all the nations they've been scattered, even to set Israel again and Judah together this time in their own land. Now what happened 2,600 years ago? Scripture says he comes out of the tribe of Judah, not Levi. No, it's not Moshe. But it is that one that Revelation talks about, called the root and offspring of David, from the tribe of Judah. The bright morning star, the one that was called the King of the East, sunrise. Righteous one like unto the rising sun, son of righteousness that arises, the rising one like unto the rising sun. Hebrew. You find the name Samach. Aramaic, you find the name Dinka. And in the Greek, you find the name Anatole. But each one of them means the branch, the one that springs forth like a branch and the seed of David will come suddenly, like the rising of the sun. Cast out the darkness, reveal all the light the world would obscure. But how many of my brothers and sisters are ready for that sudden breaking of the dawn? The dawning of that day of light that will show so much what man has called light to only be variant darkness. But have you here, my brother, hear me, my brothers and sisters. Early church, hearing of Messiah's death and resurrection, saw that there was a definite sign prepared for his third appearing. When all the prophets had said, for to understand truly Romans 10 and Isaiah 53 concerning the one who the scriptures say would be led like a lamb to the slaughter, the Most High said he would prolong his days, that he seed the, if you will, my brothers and sisters, the fruit of the work of his hands. The result of his discretion. To understand that in so many ways. To understand the assurance of the one concerning the one the Most High said in advance he would raise him from the dead. For those who believe in the resurrection and Messiah as the one that was anciently called the Kurdi, the present society doesn't even speak about. Those of the early church, knowing the early church was called the Kirk, not church, coming from an ancient word, ancient Persian word, actually, my brothers and sisters, because it was a Noahic covenant that most don't even understand. Before there was Abraham, there was Noah. The Most High made a covenant with Noah unto his children. The one who bore the title, the Kurdi, the righteous one, would indeed come, my brothers and sisters, finish all the Most High intended when he said he would bring an end to all those whose thoughts were evil, reprobate continually. Not everyone understands that today, my brothers and sisters, concerning the one then that was called the Kurdi. The title they use, the church, has an ancient meaning, because the early church did not call themselves the church as we speak today. The word, my brothers and sisters, from which we get the word church, word from which we get, they've derived in corruption the word Christ, and the term Christianity. All of them, in so many ways, are corruptions that men have not discerned the eventuality the Most High has declared, that in the judgment there will be a process of elimination, after which only that which is worthy unto the Most High remains, and there must be the restoration of life. Christianity, they call today. The early church would not have known that term. Well, they call themselves Kurdishanya. Kur, son. Even has the meaning lamb. Tis rise. Shah, king, Kurdishanya. They who awaited the return of the one called the King of the East. Look at Revelation 16. It talks about the one called the King of the East, before whom the rivers are dried up. It means the constraints of all the faulty mindscapes of the nations. Isaiah 44 said that one would prove foolish the wisdom of all the rulers. If we really understand Isaiah 19, the scripture talks about a city from which that one shall emerge. Prove all the precepts of all the various rulers across this entire earth, proving all the standards that men have upheld to be upon faulty foundation, destroying every faulty foundation, that he might establish, my brothers and sisters, the kingdom and righteousness. But again, my brothers and sisters, these are truths of the scripture. But the variant leaders of this world seeking to preserve some manner of corruption, we never tell you. As I said before, to understand that the Kurdi had been resurrected, the people of the early church was an assurance the Most High will indeed judge all men after the righteousness that he reveals to one. That unto him every knee shall bow. Read also in Isaiah 44, going to 45. All these verses are there. That unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Yes, to the glory of Yah's Father. From the rising of the sun to the west. Also know that there's only one salvation. One standard after which all should be raised. After the conscience of Yah. It didn't say after others, my brothers and sisters. The Most High has appointed one. For at a time when the whole world is falling short, he comes with the promise of righteousness as foretold of old, to exceed the unrighteousness of an entire world, to show the world how again to walk after what before Yah is pleasing. He comes to restore beyond all the false rulers, all the false kings, all the false ministries of this whole world, which your leaders would not tell you. He comes to expose them all, that righteousness might be restored as of old, as in former years. Yes, my brothers and sisters, that he restore the ancient heart, conviction, and zeal, and understanding of the ancient patriarchal fathers, what they were promised to the children, as the children to the fathers. And why, my brothers and sisters? That there might be heirs of that ancient promise in this day, for this is what the patriarchal fathers were promised. And the book of Galatians says that promise was confirmed ultimately, my brothers and sisters, if you will, in the promise of the coming, the one called the Kurdi. If they didn't tell you that they've taken a whole lot of titles and twisted them out of context so people no longer have that expectation, I only tell you without that expectation, my brothers and sisters, men are falling from faith. But the Most High has promised that the unity of the faith, all, I'm going to tell you now, coming to the height, depth, and breadth of all understanding with all the saints, collaborative, cooperative, all speaking the same thing, no lies among them, discerning the wisdom of Yah beyond argument and contradiction. After one spirit, my brothers and sisters, and I will show you where it says in Ephesians, to the full measure and stature of Messiah himself, one agreement. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One purification from the world. One faith, my brothers and sisters. What do you think is faith in the gospel? You think faith in the gospel is trusting the varied ideals of a multitude of different denominations who lie against the Most High? Or who hide the truth from you? Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it. Well, how is it that you got so many leaders who are teaching so much partial, perverse doctrine under so many divisions? Hope of the gospel. Is that all mankind, brothers and sisters, be after one spirit as our peace, as our fullness, as our restoration. That hope of the gospel, my brothers and sisters, can only be accomplished when all false rulers no more. That's why your leaders didn't tell you that. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? And I dare to say that that dimension of conscience demands, I repeat, demands mutual respect for a law. A law, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says, all the nations shall wait for his what? In Isaiah 41, going to 42, and cause an abomination whoever does not hearken to that law as conceived from the beginning eternal. It says, whoever will not hearken to that rule, my brothers and sisters, that considers all things from the beginning eternal according to all that was created from the beginning unto righteous expectation, said, whoever will not hearken to this is an abomination, one misshapen, not after the divine natural order of things, but after the misrule of another. And the rulers will be proven ungodly in that they even had other plans. Scripture says in Isaiah 41, men will find out that their rulers had never preached to them the truth of the gospel, what is divine plan versus what has been the imaginings of men to hold men in bondage, not to even understand the purpose for which they exist. The scripture says this one will come in Isaiah 41 for the express purpose, because the Most High has looked and saw there was none. I didn't even, my brothers and sisters, none who preached the fullness of what the Most High expects. None, if he asked him a question, that could give him an answer or bring about a realization of what a solution, because everybody wants to maintain the corruptions that they have established, that their very government, as a result of the fall, every one of these nations and rulerships being obstacles against the gospel, the initial word of peace. Faith, what the Most High declared from the beginning. Or dare men say that all the corruptions that men have declared in every single government somehow is going to be preserved? And the Most High had a plan, my brothers and sisters, before all these corruptions came to be. He said he would set up a king, my brothers and sisters, who would perform all that is his pleasure, all that pleases him. That's the need to show you what those scriptures are. How about Malachi 3rd? You bring forth what is pleasing to the Most High of old and former years. He said he would destroy Babylon in Isaiah 48. Not about all the misrules of men, because there's one who performed all his pleasure. Same thing said in Isaiah 44 concerning the one who he said would be a shepherd to the people of the Most High. How about a shepherd to bring them beyond every obstacle, every fallen standard, and every misallegiance of every false ruler, priest, king, false prophet, who would never, after the Spirit, teach you all things. Exposing them all. As you discern the will of one. Like I said, that unto him every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear allegiance. The one who the scripture says, he would come saying, draw near to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I alone am a just one and a savior. Most I said that he, and woe to him who would quarrel against him. All this is in Isaiah 45. He says, woe to the one who would quarrel against his maker, because the Most High said that he would raise up a man in righteousness to build a city. How about not just a city, my brothers and sisters, but an entire social-religious archetype, if you want to call it that. Something, my brothers and sisters, that is an example of all the Most High had intended. It'd be an example of light to a whole world, and the whole world be conformed to it. Who's ready to understand it? Woe who are those who will seek to quarrel and seeking to preserve otherwise. Who will seek the Most High, actually seek to build his kingdom according to something that is a man-made imagination? My brothers and sisters, the Most High intends to bring forth peace and cooperation in this world, and woe to the man who will stand against it. I've seen, my brothers and sisters, what it's like when the Most High is ready to rebuild. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, nobody who would stand against that restoration will survive. I saw it like a tidal wave moving across the earth, my brothers and sisters. And anything that would resist or would not move along the path the Most High has decreed to be conformed to the righteousness he reveals was simply obliterated. A time of process of elimination comes. It will discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. But the wicked of this earth have sought to cause men to presume the Messiah has come to, or would come, to sanction all the corruptions of all the various rulers and kings, all complicit against the wisdom of one. My brothers and sisters, if you think that the peace the Most High has intended from the beginning can be brought to bear without discipline, without a law, without divine guidance, Most High told me anybody who can look at all these contradictions we see in the world presently manifest, we can believe that they are a manifestation of his spirit. He said you can't be a disciple under him. In fact, my brothers and sisters, you're a servant of devils. I'll even go as far as to tell you, my brothers and sisters, anybody who can believe that that order, that magnificent order the Most High has declared can be brought to bear without a law. Scripture says, I shall wait for his law. All nations shall seek him. And his rest, his law, glorious. All conform to the will of one. So whoever can believe otherwise, my brothers and sisters, or who cannot believe, I tell you right now, the matrix has you. For the scriptures tell us well. There must be a law, my brothers and sisters, unto this unity. And anyone who believes the Most High doesn't have a law. It's fallen entirely from the grace of even the basic common sense. that man should have. Fall from the grace, the gift of Yah. Most High told me that his people won't fall for the preservation or thinking that this multitude of contradictions is wise. He gives his own by his grace, by his favor. Greater conscience, greater awareness than that. They know. Or else, my brother, well, think about it. Why would you seek the Most High for something great if you think the corruptions you see in this world are sufficient? Those who are materialistic have always sought to take advantage of others, setting up rules to preserve their insanity or the wealth after which they've given themselves to worship a false god. Do you really believe, my brothers and sisters, that peace will be wrought while these obstacles remain? Besides, there's no peace to the lawless, no peace while the wicked are in power, desires to none, discern wisdom beyond what they suppose. Faith in the gospel, the word of one, the only result in oneness. Evidence then, my brothers and sisters, that what men presently trust in this world has not been the gospel at all. In fact, if your leaders were true, they'd tell you that none of them have taught you everything you need to know to be acceptable. The apostle Shaul himself said, I know nothing in which I am guilty, but I might not be right in this. For my judge, he said, is. In fact, he was speaking about the Messiah who comes to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered, to expose those who hide the truth from you. And then shall every man know and tally in all things what is honorable before Yah. Acts 3:18-23. What am I saying to you? I'm saying, my brothers and sisters, man should have known not to insult the Most High. For in seeking to hear first the words of men, or believing that simply reading a book, seems to believe that was enough. A man had become cumulatively one has been an insult, a blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. Men read this book, and they still come up with, 45,000 denominations? Many having the book, my brothers and sisters, but not having the Spirit after whence it came. Many times one makes make the word mean what they want it to mean. There was neither love nor respect for Yah. The scripture says those who revere his name. How about revere him for all his will? He said, you discern the difference one day between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. And all those who do wickedly, all those who seek to twist things without full consideration of the will of Yah, shall be stubble under the soles of the feet of the righteous in the day he shall do it. The early church knew to prepare for such a day. What about those today? Like I said, my brothers and sisters, anybody who can believe that the peace the Most High intends can come to bear without a loss is followed completely from faith, for the gospel is not after the misrule of man. We just talked about that in Isaiah 52. Completely fall away from the grace of Yah. Scripture says, if any man be double-minded, after the variant misallegiances of the nation, the provocation of the nation to call themselves wise after themselves, all that's in the book of Jacob they call James, first chapter. He said, let not the double-minded man who falls after such misrepresentation, who does not realize the need to ask Yah to discern what is the perfect work. He said, let not that man who think he receive anything from Yah. Why? He's one of the people. Let me tell you something. Messiah himself said, did you hear me? Many things that I long to tell you, but you cannot grasp, discern, bear, receive them. How about partake of them as a vessel without leaks? As a vessel untainted to preserve them
or bear them, but to preserve them yet.
So the Holy Spirit comes to raise your conscience. The pure word be put upon a pure foundation. That you discern these words aright. Watch the Most High give a man a word, for him only to twist it, because he refuses to discern all things under all that is divine interest. So anyone, my brothers and sisters, can believe that the Most High put away his law by his grace is quite foolish. And I'm saying that lightly. The grace of Yah, the gift of Yah, is a law by which his people might learn how to love, trust, and after one's conscience, love, trust, and cooperate. Who's willing to understand it? Told you before that they had the concept of something being a law among the heathen. For all their polytheistic differences, self-righteous fleshly differences, after all the false gods conceived to appease their flesh, they had that concept of preserving all these differences as a law long before the gospel relating the will of one and the one Most High ever went forth to the nations. In seeking to preserve all their pluralisms, corruptions, they sought to use the same word for law as they perceived unto the preservation of all their heathenisms, all the differences that are the diverse ideals of men. Yeah, just like this country that turns around and sits back and says that if you get enough people to believe a lie, yes, it got to be lies because it's disagreement. The truth has no disagreement in it. Lies have plenty. So if you get enough people to believe a lie, that somehow everybody has to stand the funk. Sad shame, my brothers and sisters. Enough people sit back and say that you can corrupt something, and everybody has to stand the corruption. I even look at this, some of this mass homosexuality that's going on in the world today. I think about it, my brothers and sisters, and I think many of us should. Scientists will tell us, and they've known for some time, that that big ball of plastic out in the middle of the Pacific, so many other things are polluting the water. Artificial estrogen. Doing a lot of damage, my brothers and sisters. Yes, it's doing a lot of damage to the endocrine structure, the hormones of man. It says so that men born after 1970 have only about 35% less of testosterone than those who were born before. Wow. A lot to think about, my brothers and sisters. A lot to think about. How many realize, my brothers and sisters, the Most High didn't make that big ball of plastic out there? Most High didn't lie to man that man could imagine to accept whatever he comes up with. That politicians compromise that they control the resources of men. At the end of the day, still for their own benefit. Because how you can't preserve a multitude of contradictions and expect progress, my brothers and sisters, who's willing to understand it? Man has sought to make accommodation for every manner of corruption he can imagine, and left very little room at all for men to conceive the pure will of the one Most High, who's willing to hear it. Who's willing to understand why a process of elimination must come? We talked a few days ago on this show, but that scripture says, woe to him who quarrels with his maker. How many understand that once come the judgment, there's still going to be a period of time the Most High will be disciplining his people, preparing them for the time after the millennial reign, when the conscience of men will have been raised to such a place that the tabernacle of Yah, Father himself, should be with men. There's so much scripture we talked about in the last few days that speak over and over again about how men should continue to grow in the knowledge and the conscience of the Most High throughout the millennial reign at a time without distraction to prepare for that ultimate day and prize. Do men not realize that only if the Most High chooses to grant the shaping is man brought to bear
according to the fullness of whom? The expected making.
I'd like to give attention to a bit of scripture, my brothers and sisters. How many have given consideration? How many have chosen to give consideration or sought to give consideration? The scriptures like these. Repeated again and again, but oh, so often overlooked. I said repeated again and again, but so often, but still nevertheless, so often overlooked. The scripture, my brothers and sisters, for instance, Psalms 2 speaks of Messiah. Said he was shepherd. How about those who will be wise with a rod of iron, still with strict discipline? But those who resist him, he will break in pieces like the sudden breaking of a potter's vessel. We're talking about Psalms 2. What about the scriptures in Isaiah 1? Come, let us reason together. And that means after the reasoning and the shaping, the mind molding, Most High would bring. Because let me tell you something, this matrix that is this filthy world can never shape a man's conscience to even consider that unto which he must be made to be acceptable unto Yah. What is man? That Yah is mindful of him. Oh, we got a lot to talk about. Isaiah 29. Again, these scriptures talk about the idea about, well, let me go back to Isaiah 1. What is man, thou mindful of him? Is another song we need to think about. Come, let us reason together. And though your sins be like scarlet, you should be white like wool. If we hearken, do not hearken, refuse to obey. If we obey, it says, we eat as good as the land. If we refuse to obey, it says, we will be delivered to the sword, for the mouth of the Most High has spoken it. We must all come to reason as one. 1 Corinthians 1:10 through 11. In the name of the Most High, we all must speak the same thing. No divisions among us. See, if there be strife and divisions among us, we're still functioning after undisciplined flesh. We say we walk after the flesh and we die. We must, after one spirit, be guided. We must be born again. We must discern, my brothers and sisters, before and beyond the ordinary. What did Messiah tell Nicodemus? Hey, you're supposed to be a teacher in Israel and you don't know these things? My brother says, if someone can read the book from one end to the other, back and forth, if they're not guided by the Most High to discern the spirit after which those words were written, knowing what is said but not why, he is still in error, and he still misleads his brother. Who are they, my brothers and sisters, who will love the Most High with all mind, heart, soul, and might? That they might learn how to be truly a blessing to their brother and not mislead. That's Shema, that's the covenant, my brothers and sisters. Now, we don't have that zeal. We have nothing of which to be proud, and after much of which we should be ashamed. Because when we finally seek the word of Yah, all for the good of one another, not seeking to uphold any of these wicked allegiances that the leaders would call men to, then we'll be free. Isaiah 29 speaks the same, that men have turned things upside down, lost vision. He's like a hungry man who dreams that he is eating, dreams that he is drinking, thought he was getting good doctrine. When he wakes up finally in a time when the truth is revealed, he wakes up and finds out he's still hungry and famished. Vision of men shut down, having a book, but it's truth sealed. But men have sought the designs of men. He said this turning upside down of things, men looking to men rather than asking the Most High for a vision of truth greater than men. He said this perversity, this turning upside down of things should be esteemed as the breaking of a potter's vessel. Isaiah 30 says, though woe to those who take counsel but not from Yah, offering but not of his spirit. He said, because they refused instruction, sought to turn aside the word of the true prophets. Turn aside from the command and instruction of the Most High. He said the breaking should be the breaking of a potter's vessel. There we have it again. The books of the law, my brothers and sisters, it says we have a brazen pot, brass pot. It can be washed, scalded, cleaned. It can be reused. But if it's a pot after the earth, once it is scored, to preserve such a pot would be to preserve the corruption
the disease, the infection, the illness that has wedged itself within it. So the scripture says about that unclean pot should be broken without pity. And my brothers and sisters, that men might have a chance to live. In fact, my brothers and sisters, that they might have life, health, and strength. Who's going to understand the process of elimination comes, that peace may come? Isaiah 45, same scriptures. Yes, indeed. Talk about woe to him who strives with his maker, woe to the potsherds of the dust of the earth. Says the Most High who makes something of the dirt that it becomes something viable. He didn't create man to look like him as a bunch of impish imposters. Looking like him and acting like something else. Woe to him who strives against his maker, who has shaped the mind and heart to what man must be. Isaiah 29 talks about the same thing. Verses come from the same place in Isaiah 29. Same concept, my brothers and sisters. Woe to him who says the Most High is the one without understanding. Because man has his own plans. Isaiah 65. Scriptures talk about the Most High finally revealing himself to cause all the ways of the nations to melt before his greater wisdom. Man finally saying, what? For thou art the potter and we are the clay, and we will all be the working of your hands. That'll be a glorious day. Isaiah 65 speaks of Messiah having appeared, saying, when I called, you did not answer, and I spoke, you did not listen. Therefore, I destined you to the sword because you chose the things in which I delighted not. Isaiah 50 talks about Messiah appearing in the latter days. He said, why, when I came, was there no man? When I spoke, was there none to answer? So busy, prided after the ways of men, my brothers and sisters, they fall from faith and not seeking beyond all the indiscretions of man. Men chose to trust after what men packed them their own backs about. So many wicked folks in these churches, my brothers and sisters, never heard what the Most High calls absolutely pleasing. Yeah, they say, I want you to come in that door. Big smiles on their face so you can praise the machination of wickedness that they created. Because if somebody would walk in the door to bring the reproof of the knowledge that they have refused, all my brothers and sisters, they want to kick him out. I can't tell you how many times it's been that I've actually been gone to churches and have so-called times of their Bible studies. Somebody asked a question the pastor didn't want to answer. Didn't have to do anything but just tell them, look at, like for instance, Isaiah 60 and 12. Jeremiah 30:10-11. Just tell them, just go look it up. It was the answer to a question that they asked. Pastor wouldn't say it. Pastor, finding out what was there, got that big 7-foot guy back in the back of the congregation and say, oh, we need to talk to you. You're not allowed on this campus. We don't talk about those scriptures in their church. Who runs it? Who is what they say? What are they saying? Our brothers and sisters, they set up institutions that if you were to start talking about the real truth, they make sure that such voices are removed from the midst. But Isaiah 66 says, if you find out the truth and they kick you out, count yourself blessed. It says in Isaiah 30 that quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, woe to them who take counsel, but not from the Most High, who only add sin to sin. Because of iniquity, if you find out the truth and you hold on to the lie. Hebrews 10:26-31 even goes as far as itself. If you find the truth and choose to remain sedentary in a lie, or turn back toward the lie to impress others. I said Hebrews 10:26-31. If any man turn back, he's insulted the Spirit of grace. He's insulted the Holy Spirit. He's insulted the opportunity to grow into in the grace of Yah, to be shaped and molded according to that which the Most High is pleased. The Scripture says, a horrible thing then to fall into the hands of an angry Yah.
He says, no sacrifice for those, my brothers and sisters. No more atonement for their sins. But how shall a man, my brothers and sisters, in this world or the next, be forgiven when he won't repay the debt that he owes? And only knowing how to lie. Listen to what I'm saying to you. You have to learn how not to lie. You have to learn the truth. The man who says the Most High by his grace has no law, which is an insane idea, because the grace and the gift of the Most High and the mercy of the Most High is that he reveals to you what is he will expect of you in the judgment, that you might grow in the time to come and be counted as good disciples. One who will be steadfast, the more he reveals of himself instead of turning back, you just seek it all the more. Who is that one the scripture speaks of in Isaiah 50? The scripture says, morning by morning, the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching. How about concerning those things the world would never teach? And I've not turned back the rebellious way. That I should know how to declare a word to those who have become, let's just say, spiritually weary, indiscriminate. Who is it, my brothers and sisters? Did they even tell you to look for him? They tell you that you had to prove that you are steadfast. Or shall it be said that once you find out what you didn't know, you seek to turn back and try to establish otherwise? Like I said, the scripture says that is a blasphemy and an insult against the Spirit of Yah, even the Holy One himself. Let not such a double-minded man think he'll receive anything from Yah, for if a man wants to hold on to corruption, he can never be made holy. I would even go as far as to say to you, my brothers and sisters, if a man who refuses the grace, the gift, the discretion that the Most High gives by His Spirit that reproves all sin, how about all error? How about all indiscriminate thinking? The Holy Spirit teaches all things, Rishon HaHaron, the beginning and the end, declaring the foundation of all things according to their purpose and eventuality. That vision declares the law. Whoever, my brothers and sisters, will say is the Most High by His grace, that invariant light that He gives, by which He begets His children. Whoever will say that that grace, that wisdom, that discretion, that absolution is not a law, or say that's something not to be favored, something not to delight in, causes something other than the grace and favor of Yah. My brothers and sisters, a man who thinks this way hasn't realized what he's actually done. In refusing divine instruction, in refusing the law of the Most High, he is forsaken ever becoming a servant of the Most High, and having insulted the Most High, has left himself without instruction, whereby he has been rejected from service unto the one Most High. He said, yeah, hear me, my brothers and sisters, you worship me in vain, and your worship is all lies. When you teach for doctrines, what is the mere commandments of men? My brothers and sisters, the book, I'm going to tell you, like I said, to know what's said and not know why, it says, miss the point. The word of the Most High is holy, but the book has been in the hands of unholy men. Blessed are they who, my brothers and sisters, understand that after the gift of Yah. We must discern the word, even the thoughts after which, my brothers and sisters, the words sought to paint the picture. Otherwise, my brothers and sisters, after a faulty vision, men have only reaped many divisions with which the Most High cannot be pleased. It's time we understand the reality, my brothers and sisters. You need to watch out for false leaders who won't tell you the whole truth. Derelict in the vision of the anointing, leaders have left the people vastly short-sighted and unprepared. I'm going to tell you something. It's like somebody saying right here, I'm in Midwest. Say, my brothers and sisters, somebody tell you that your destination is on I-10. I-10 goes to this city. But, amazingly enough, if they told you just your destination is right there at I-10, which is actually from where I live, it's only about 2 or 3 miles. Maybe. Get there on lift, definitely without even a gallon of gas if you just had to. What about if your destination on I-10, my brothers and sisters? What about if they didn't tell you that I-10 stretches all the way from Florida to California? And they didn't tell you that your destination is in Yuma, Arizona. You're in Florida. or you're in California, but you thought you had enough because you thought all there was, you knew all there was to I-10. You're right. And all you have is $5 worth of gas. Oh, my brothers and sisters, you need the vision of when the Most High is allowed to see the exceeding vision. You need to ask the Most High to reveal to you that shepherd. Here, my brothers and sisters, the time has come. The man has become very proud in his lack of vision. Rulers have been very proud because the people, being blind, have called the blind wise. Scripture calls Messiah, if you read Isaiah 48 through 51, one who destroys Babylon, he also calls the destroyer of Moab. Moab has been very proud. Many people are proud and they're self-righteous, not knowing what all righteousness can be truly called righteous requires. The Most High says he has to break the pride. So woe, my brothers and sisters, the hard-heartedly confused beasts, unreasoning beasts of Kir-Hares. I want to tell you, please read Isaiah 15:16 and understand about that one who comes to hate and righteousness and sits upon the throne of David. Scripture says, he first appears to overthrow a city of confusion. That the Most High will send him to warn a city, the Most High will destroy it. And that city, my brothers and sisters, being a city the whole world knows, a center point of the globe entire. Hey, a lot of folks who know the prophecy know when that occurs. And someone comes forth teaching a word unlike anything they heard before, but still very much so ratified in all scripture. Then a man knows the time is up. Rulers know the time is up. Kings running for cover. They've been derelict and treacherous. Running for cover, saying, hide from the face of the Lamb, him who sits upon the throne. Because what's written is what the Most High said through his Messiah. For every foolish, idle, stagnating, short-sighted then word that men speak, if you give account for it in the judgment. You're going to speak for the Most High, you have to speak all his word. I said all. Anything less only creates multitude of divisions. Lack of diligence. And men want to be called wise after the little they know. That's been a very dangerous, dangerous thing. I got a little bit of time left. I want to read something to you. It's a translation called the Easy to Read Version. Somebody who translated this, it's actually a tongue transliteration, was aware of a little bit more prophecy than what's just simply there on the page, or else he wouldn't have ever translated it like this. But I want you to consider something the Most High told me a long time ago. I wish I could tell you the full grasp of it. If I did, would you be ready to deal with it? The truth is, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High wants you to have a firm foundation upon which to hear it, that you might not twist it out of context. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, my reason for doing this show is to seek to establish those foundations so when the truth is finally revealed, people have enough of a foundation that the word of the Most High that he gives most precious will remain in its precious form. Well, I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. I want you to hear. I want you to listen well. Isaiah, in the 28th chapter, is actually to be translated in this way, wise. We're talking about, woe to the crown of pride of the drunkards of Ephraim. I'm going to tell you, relative to something the Most High told me. But he says, if you look at it in the Aramaic, it actually says it this wise. Let me see if I can just read these scriptures first. Darby translation, the crown of pride, the drunkards of Ephraim, Isaiah 28:3.
shall be trodden underfoot.
Hmm.
That's the way they translate it in your Darby translation. Similar to that in the King James Version. Well, you need to ask a question. We talked about this earlier. The scripture said the breaking of a potter's vessel. So many times the scriptures talk about the one who comes to break all the illusions, like the breaking of a potter's vessel, or an unclean vessel that need be broken, that life and peace come and remain. Men be safe from harm.
Hmm.
Same scriptures around about our brothers and sisters talk about what is called the trampling underfoot. Isaiah 41:25 says, this one will come and you trod down princes. How about all the misrule of the kings as the potter treads clay? He is the potter, my brothers and sisters. Most High says that he will send him to be a maker, a reformer of human conscience. How many really rather understand what's really written in Isaiah 45? It says at the end of that millennial reign, when all things are cast, all enemies are cast down, it says he will deliver the kingdom. How about in a fully reformed form, worthy unto the Father, he will deliver the kingdom unto the Father, all things under the Father's dominion, that the Father might be all in all. Humanity's conscience must be shaped unto the will of one for that. But I'd like to read to you Isaiah 28:3, Darby translation says, the crown of pride, the drunkards of evil, from those who are misled among our people, or even across the world, should be trodden underfoot. Those who choose to remain then in their pride. Isaiah 28:1, there's something called the easy to read translation. Some of you might want to pick up Esau and look at E-Sword and look up the easy read translation. Just look up Esau and look for that module. Well, I can only say the one who translated this, and there's a translation, the transliteration translated this way. Look, O ye Samaria, the drunkards of Ephraim are proud of that city. I said the ERV translation. They call it the easy to read. Like I said, if you have a copy of Esau, download it for free and pull it up. If you look to Samaria, the drunkards of Ephraim are proud of that city. It sits on a summit with a rich valley around it, a hill. In other words, it exalts itself with a rich valley around it. In other words, hey, everybody feels like everything's all good because it's okay because everything seems good, everything seems pleasant there. So much I could tell you about what they call the heartbeat of this country. The Samaritans, Samarians, wow. I want to tell you, those in Samaria were considered people of all manner of mixed ideas. Therefore, not true to the will of one. A lot of confusion. Still wanting to call it wise. Think that city is a beautiful crown of flowers. But they are drunk with wine. How about misconceit and false doctrine? Polluted and perverse words. It said this beautiful crown is like a dying plant. It's a paraphrase. But see, the Most High has someone who is strong and brave. The Aramaic reads like this, but the Most High has a mighty and a strong one. How about one who won't be twisted after the misconceits of man? See, the Most High has a mighty and a strong one. His voice, his rebuke, his testimony, his message is like a storm of hail and like a destroying whirlwind. As a mighty flood of mighty waters overflowing. Look at Isaiah 28 and compare it. The sign comes with a word, line upon line, precept upon precept, reproving every man of error, exposing every man of false pride. And the scripture says, Yah, weird translation in the Aramaic is this. It says, Yah, how about beyond all this false pride and confusion of mankind, all the miscreant misleadership of man, says Yah will give rest to this land by his hands. I happen to know that is actually the proper, utmost proper translation of those words. And the reason why I can say it to you, my brothers and sisters, is I heard it from the mouth of the Most High directly in my ears from he himself. I can only tell you there's a lot of things, my brothers and sisters, the Most High showed me and told me. Showed me on the scroll that he put before my eyes. Long before I had a chance to read them in scripture. But how many of you are prepared to believe?
I thank the Most High. The scrolls, these show me things so much more clearly translated than what is common. I said so much more clearly translated than what is common and thought to be wise after the teachings of men, after how men have chosen to translate these original words. And the Most High told me to know what is said and not know why it is said, and to miss the point. Hear, my brothers and sisters, the reason why this one comes, it says, is this. The Most High is one who is strong and brave. He comes in the country like a storm of hail and rain, about to wash away the unclean thing, like a powerful river flooding the country. Read Isaiah 28. Comes like mighty waters overflowing. Woe to those who find out too late that so much what they thought was wise is only a vexation before the Most High. It would be a terror for them to understand the report that so much what they thought was sufficient was insufficient. Crying out to people to hearken and hear his speech. I'm talking about Isaiah 28, 10 through what, 22? You need it all. These are the verses from which we get Matthew 7th chapter. Rains came, the winds blew, it's a strong rebuke of the Most High. And only that which established upon a firm foundation will remain, and say the fall of so much what men have trusted shall be great. You need to understand where these scriptures came from to understand the foundation, that you might understand, my brothers and sisters, what is expected. Most I would give peace beyond all misconceit, beyond all false pride. So much scripture says it again and again. The drunkards have eaten from a proud and a beautiful crown, but that city will be trodden underfoot. That city sits on a hill and rich valley around it, but that beautiful crown of flowers is just a dying plant, like a fading flower. So much after which men have esteemed, now fading, being shown up in its indiscretion. You'll be like the first fig of summer as soon as one sees the ripe, when they pick it and eat it. In other words, it's devoured, my brothers and sisters, before it has a chance to claim the fruition to speak of which it speaks. Is that the Most High, all powerful? Come like a beautiful crown. In other words, he would come as a king to rectify the unright. He would be the wonderful crown of flowers, crown of glory, honor for his people who are left, the remnant who remain, who seek him. He would give wisdom to the judges. He would give wisdom beyond the judges who rule his people. He would give strength to the people who are now in battles at the city gates. In other words, there's some folks who want some level of righteousness, but they still don't quite see it clearly. He'll be strength to those who desire true righteousness, but there are those too proud, brothers and sisters, to admit that so much of what they taught was far from wisdom. But he says, even those who men have looked for proof, their leaders are drunk. Prophets are all drunk with wine. They stumble, they fall, they eat discriminate, they tell visions after dreams of their own hearts. They follow that after their own indiscretion. So Messiah must come, my brothers and sisters, to bring about this restoration at a time when there was no one else to do it. Who, my brothers and sisters, ready to follow him? That he might be shaped unto what all we must be. The kingdom not of Yah not only be manifest in the earth, but that it be preserved upon a foundation stable, that all are made too wise to ever turn back. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Enemy Island. Covenant of Remembrance Ministries, to his mighty honor and praise always, thanking him all for every thing near. To his mighty honor and praise always, hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening. Maybe next time we'll get a chance to complete more of this. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.